Jobs at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well,
I have begged and pleaded with you, please play this song. And of all the mornings I ever need, I need it this morning. So thank you for complaining to me to play that. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of lifetime warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. 324-0650, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Go by and see these great folks. 448 vehicles on their lot right now. 59 Altimas on their lot right now. What do you need over there? You need a truck? What do you need over there?
Yeah, I need a truck. I need to get out of my lease here.
Let me give you a little Titan update for you right now. That's a big old... Titan's a great name for this thing. Right now, 22 Titans on the lot right now.
I'll drive a truck with Granger Nissan emblazoned on the side if they want to send one our way.
You drive a truck saying, Zach Orr hates the New York Giants.
No,
on the side of it.
No, I'd rather walk.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Proud partners, Clemson Tigers, home of lifetime powertrain warranty. It's all about inventory, inventory, inventory. Go by and see those great folks. William and Zeke, hang on. I'm coming to you, but let me just continue reading some of these. Former Clemson basketball player, a good friend of mine, sends this in. 100% correct. I can make it to one or two weekend games a year living in Greenville. Kids have something every night, and games are on the weekend. Tough to blame, or to blame fans is ridiculous. Stevie in Simpsonville said, I work in Spartanburg, trying to get to Clemson by 7 p.m. is next to impossible with traffic. Perhaps they could play more early home games in Greenville to build a bigger crowd. Steve in Simpsonville. Look, I get it. What you hear through a lot of this is excuses. I've got all these excuses. We don't make excuses for Clemson football. We get babysitters. But you're having to do it only seven times a year, and it's on a Saturday.
Sure.
And you know what? You know what? It's from September, really, through November. It's not from stinking 1st of November all the way through the end of March, or middle of March. Susanna from, and bear with me through some of these, our texts, we get 500 texts a day. These are coming in so fast, it kind of comes in. Susanna from Clemson. Raised one child in competitive gymnastics and another in travel baseball and many upstate, even Midland sports programs and activities for kids and youth around football schedule because it's only a handful of Saturdays every year. So it's not always the case that parents are willing to sacrifice to go to games during football season and not basketball season. Some of those decisions are already made for us due to traffic, scheduling, etc. My sister's like this. My sister has one of my nieces takes dance and baton, and it's about a 20-minute ride to that. The other one is one of the best golfers in the country, committed to Clemson, and they're always off at golf tournaments every weekend. They're always off to golf practice, taking them to the teacher, taking over to the, you know, picking them up to the golf course, taking them to the golf course. And then my little nephew plays travel baseball. And so there's two of them, and my mom has to help out, and they're taking kids everywhere, doing those things everywhere. Mark from Wilmington, class of 95, says, we plan our lives around Clemson football, and unfortunately not Clemson basketball. We'd love to be closer to go to these games, but like others, my wife and kids and life prevent it whenever the team is good or not good. So you understand what I'm saying here a little bit.
What all this says to me is having kids is a big mistake if you want to go to Clemson basketball games.
Yeah.
Just huge mistake. Don't do it.
Both of them will tear your heart out at times. Both of them could disappoint you at times. Right?
Clemson basketball should be the biggest birth control out there because this is bad, folks. A lot of wrestling tournaments, golf tournaments, baton class. I don't even know what baton class is. You got gymnastics. You got all kinds of stuff.
It's hard, man. But this is real life, real world. You and I sit back in this insulated bubble of
I'm getting
we only care about sports and we only... Can I get that on in writing?
No.
Okay.
I watched the Office episode where he gets the three vasectomy, or he talks about it.
In reverse, and back reverse again.
You have no idea the physical toll the vasectomies take on a man.
Okay. You have said before that you would get a tattoo. Now you're telling me you get a vasectomy. Which one are you getting?
No, I'm not getting a vasectomy. I'll
neither one of
right
them?
No, I'm waiting on Philpott. We got to go together.
Sam and Anderson, to be completely honest with you, outside of a couple of years of KJ McDaniel, Clemson basketball is just not entertaining enough for me to make a 20-minute drive. Interesting. Zeke is up next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Zeke. How you doing this morning?
What's up, Mickey?
Doing all right, buddy?
You know, this is really pretty. It's almost comical. People support winners. That's reality.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, Mickey. How many does Little John sit?
9,000.
9,000. How many were there last night? Somebody give me a guess of it.
I was not there, so I cannot tell you. I don't know. I would guess 4,000. Nah,
half
probably not. Probably not.
Okay. Maybe,
yeah.
Okay. So you didn't put 5,000 or 6,000 in there. Hey, Mickey, you play a team like St. Peter's, who, by the way, Auburn beat by 50 and North Carolina State beat by 30. They won two games on a freaking Tuesday night. What do you expect? Yeah. If you go to Chapel Hill on a Tuesday night against St. Peter's, it's each 21, you'll get 16, 17. And that's for a six-time national champion program. I mean, weeknight games are tough. I get it. You know, so I'm with you. I mean, you don't get a lot of sellouts for a lot of big-name basketball schools to play St. Peter's on a freaking Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what. Play Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and let Gonzaga play there next week, number one team. Mickey, you think there's a better crowd?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so number one is the opponent. Okay, I mean, you look who you're playing at times. Number two is, I mean, I agree with what these fans are saying. Mickey, they only got to do it seven times a year. Having said that, I believe it comes back to one thing. If Clemson was top five in the nation, undefeated, rolling, that game would have had more than 3,000 or 4,000 last night, no matter who the opponent. Because we as fans, we support winners. Go to freaking Chapel Hill on a football game. There's more silver there than anything. It's because of the seats. That's all they are. They're empty. But you know what? That year they won 11 games. I saw sellouts, even for North Carolina football, because they were winning. And it is what it is. Number one, you got to win. And that's on the program. Number two is you got to put out a good product. Three is you got to have a good opponent, because even if Clemson is winning, if Clemson would have been top 10 in the nation last night, it's St. Peter's or whoever they were. And, you know, on a Tuesday night,
yeah. And
I agree with what almost all these guys are saying. I don't necessarily think they're excuses. For example, if it was one basketball game a week and they were winning, I think you could get a babysitter or do the things. But there's two or three games sometimes in a week, Mickey.
Yeah.
So you got to prioritize which game can I go to.
Well, I know you're a big basketball fan, too, but you got to admit the model's broken, too. What are we doing playing basketball on Tuesday, November the 6th?
Listen, Mickey, first of all, I think we start – listen, I've been saying this for a long time. It's almost like baseball. You start November 6th, right, Mickey? November 7th, you're exactly right.
Right.
Listen, right now we're December 5th. You get all December, all of January, all of February, half of March before you can even get into tournament play.
Yep.
That's 4 months. It's a long – that's why these people freak out about a loss in November. I'm like – hell, pardon my French, Mickey, you wouldn't even remember losses in November, December, come March. It is a long season. And I'll bet you this, more fans from Clemson will turn out on a Tuesday night game when they're playing, Syracuse or they're playing Virginia.
Yep.
So I'm not, listen, the fact the fans didn't show up against freaking St. Peter's doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise anybody. And I'm not going to fault fans because you know what? I'm going to tell you this before I let you run. If you told me that North Carolina is playing St. Peter's, and they were playing in Clemson. They were going to use Clemson's gym last night. I wouldn't have made the game because I got to freaking work, and I'm not going to take off early work to go see a game against St. Peter's that I can watch on a 65-inch screen in my living room. So I'm with you, Mickey. One, you got to put the product out. Two, you got to have the opponent that's worth going to see. And three, I think you will see all this change for Clemson fans come, especially ACC season, let football season end,
right.
Get a national championship, and I think you'll see it end. Again, I think a lot of this was not necessarily Clemson, it was the opponent.
I agree.
I'll just hang up and get your thoughts.
Thank you, Zeke. I agree with that. Too many games too early, too many games throughout the week, and I'm going to get one or two quick ones here. But then, I'm going to let you backtrack a little bit here, Zach, because you're starting to see it a little bit. But the one thing you can't do, and the one thing that Brennell teetered upon with the energy in the building comment a few weeks ago, is politicians can't blame people for not voting on them. The vote's the vote. You know, you can't blame if your audience isn't watching or aren't buying tickets to your concert, aren't watching your television program, aren't going to your movies. That's not the viewer's fault. It's very dangerous to blame the people who you're asking to support you. If you're a candidate and they didn't vote for you, you can blame the voters all you want to, but it's your fault. If you write, produce, act in a television show and people aren't watching it, you can blame the viewers all you want, but really, man, it's your job to get them to watch. And it is extremely dangerous for anyone to blame fans for energy or for not showing up. I won't do it. Zach is in Piedmont, and Zach was at the game last night. Hey, good morning, Zach. I appreciate you hanging on, man. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Oh, thanks for getting me in, Mickey. I just had to call in, and I was telling Zach, you know, I got to tell you something that you get to look forward to, man, because last night was, even though it was the Peacocks, I don't even know one guy on their team. I could remember one guy's name on their team, but, you know, I had a little two-and-a-half-year-old. You know, Mama had to work late. So instead of going home and playing cards and watching PJ Masks, I decided, hey, I'm going to pick him up from daycare, and I'm going to take him over to Mellow Mushroom. We split a pizza, and then we went out over to the basketball game. I'm telling you, it was worth the $2 full to see the expression on his face on the pregame. Now, 5 minutes into the game, he's about ready to go, and I had to chase him around the arena up top. But so we got to see the whole thing. But but one question I got, one thing that I think might help, you know, you go to these football games, and they got like on the poor teams or what? Not the poor teams, but the ones that don't do as well. You know, they got the upper deck, like they got these like nice drapes over them or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. Why don't they? You know, especially weeknight games when you're playing, you know, Joe Schmo. Why don't you put, you know, completely take out the upper deck and, you know, just and let the fans, because I don't even know what my tickets say. I just go sit in the middle because nobody's there. You know what I'm saying? I got center court seats as far as my son knows. I'm a baller.
Hey, the one thing I learned from this phone call, though, what PJ Masks or something, what is this? Do I got to get ready to watch this? What
are you
this?
Kidding me?
No, what is
Dude,
this?
Dude, it's like the best cartoon. It's like three superhero kids that only get stuff done at night, so they don't sleep, so I'm pretty sure they got a coke problem. But, you know, it's still pretty cool.
Okay. Is that the best one?
Oh, you'll
I
be
got
watching
some
it.
Stuff
Trust
coming
me.
Up. That's
you'll
the best one?
Oh, yeah. You want to go ahead and get dabble your feet in PJ Masks. He's getting in on some Paw Patrol. I'm a little bit behind on that, but we're working on the seasons now.
Be so, binge watching PJ Masks now. I love it, man.
Yeah, PJ Masks is awesome, man.
I love it.
But love the show, man. Good to talk to y'all.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, man, I don't know why. I mean, I'm not probably going to go to another. I mean, I just moved from Piedmont up to Seneca, so I'm super close now.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not going until another ACC game. I just had to go see the look on his face, you know. And he loved the fire and the entrances and stuff when they were calling out the players' names. I mean, he was every time he'd go, whoa.
Oh, that's cool.
It was great.
Really cool, man. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you checking in. Do you need any more of these texts? Because I can read them to you. By the way, people said don't do the vasectomy stuff. You see the guy that said had a vasectomy, spent 4 days in the hospital with severe infection afterwards, losing basketball and birth control. I had a good friend of mine who had a vasectomy. Next thing you know, got a cantaloupe down there, man, had a big infection as well. Don't do it, Zach. Can we talk you out of vasectomy? Can I talk you off the vasectomy bridge?
I'm off it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Easiest thing you ever saw.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Bucky Slabtown here says, Mickey won't criticize fans for not showing up. Laugh while he criticizes students all the time. I still feel you, Mick. You know what? A little different. Criticizing a student that gets a free ticket to a football game for a team that ranked number two in the country is different than criticizing fans with families for a Tuesday night basketball game. Can you see, is that any different at all, Buck? Am I making sense there at all?
For a preseason top 25 team, that's 6-2 on the season, though.
So you're not backing down. See, I thought you might back down on this thing. I'm giving you a chance to get out.
Listen,
of
I feel bad. I think there's more where my stance is, to be honest with you. I agree with a lot that's being said, and I understand what's being said. I just...
it's hard for me to wrap my whole head around and completely get behind the fact that there's not going to be any support at all until Clemson football is done playing, even though they're not playing for 3 weeks.
I thought Zeke made some great points.
He was yelling the whole time. I had to take the earphones out. I couldn't understand.
But if you place someone, and this isn't a Clemson thing. This is a college basketball thing. But when you play the Citadel and North Carolina Central, Sam Houston State, and St. Peter's and Radford and Charleston Southern, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Your wife got in on the personal text line.
Yeah.
Always coming with the good stuff.
What'd she say? Okay. All right, I got you.
Snip, snap.
No, you see that? I mean, hard on a... So far, midweek games are non-Saturday, Sunday games. The Citadel, North Carolina Central, Akron... no, but that was down in the Grand Caymans. Georgia's down there. Creighton's down there. Nebraska was on a Monday. St. Peter's on a Tuesday. It's tough, man. And I at least give me this, will you?
What's that?
I'm fighting for a yard, but I'm begging for an inch out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
At least give me that to sit back and criticize someone and not knowing that, or at least what we're seeing through the text line is, that people are getting up at 5 o'clock, that they have families, they have all kinds of stuff going on, that it's okay. It's easy to prioritize number two Clemson football on Saturdays for 3 months a year. It's hard to back that up with prioritizing Clemson basketball on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock against a team that's not very good, against an average basketball program with all of your kids got all these other things going on.
100%. Couldn't agree more with that.
Okay.
So, but there's also people out there that are not involved with nuclear families that have the time, effort, and money to get out there on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
There are.
Can you at least give me this, too?
Can you at least give me that?
It is. You're right about that. Can you at least give me this, though? That to criticize your fan base is not good business. Give me that.
To criticize your own fan base is not good business?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whew, feel so much better.
Can you at least give me this stuff?
Can you at least give me this? I got these back to 30 spots on my face right here. See these spots on my face right here?
Hey, not for long. I'm not going to
see. Not for long, buddy. Not for long. Because back to 30 is going to take care of those things. I've got it. It's less than 2 weeks away now. Going to go get those sun things. Good news is that it's not anything life-threatening. That's great. But at back to 30, man, they do all kinds of unbelievable things right now, and all kinds of skin rejuvenation, all kinds of this life rejuvenation. Look good, feel good. Life is good. So many things. Take your skincare to the next level. Guys, look, let's try to pretend like we don't care about the way we look, but we do. We certainly do. This is innovative. These people are the best at what they do. The safety features they go. You know they do it at back to 30 with all of their products and their procedures that they do. They train and then they train again and then they train again. So for your face, for your skin, for your body, for your whole self, transforming all of that. Let the folks at Back to 30 do it for you. Easiest way, 372-3003, 372-3003, back to 30.com, Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. Forever, I've been looking at these three huge sunspots on my face. About December the 12th, I won't have to look at those anymore because I'm going to go over to Back to 30 and...
7 days
look,
away.
Week look
away.
Good, man. Feel good.
Mm.
Can't wait.
Mm.
We'll do that, and I can't wait to report about it. But
good looking man over there.
Absolutely. I spent a bunch of time with them and consulting, and they just want, as a guys, sometimes as men, we don't even know what we want. We don't know what we need. Just go consult with them and see if they can help you with your skin a little bit, body a little bit, face a little bit. Who knows? They might be able to help you. Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. It's easy. Back to 30.com. A break. Gerald, William, Barry, you guys, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you after a short break. Hi, friends. Mickey Plyler here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. The legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour, or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You've heard that the key to gaining referrals and growing your business is networking. Well, Clemson's forming chapter of BNI, Business Networking International, can help you gain referrals from a global network of positive, like-minded business professionals. Find out more at our open house this Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. at the Alumni Cafe in Clemson. Enjoy free breakfast and an opportunity to learn more, no strings attached. This Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. at the Alumni Cafe in Clemson, 1310 Tiger Boulevard, because your network is your greatest asset.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
At Ingalls, we know that Christmas is a family affair.
Operation Silent Night and Still in Effect.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
May yours be merry and bright.
Merry Christmas!
This week at Ingalls, premium certified USDA choice beef bottom round roast, $2.98 a pound. Select varieties 7 to 8-ounce Kraft cheese, 2 for $4. And select sizes and varieties bird's eye frozen vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, I keep telling you about, we talked a lot about families and about things going on. If you have small children, the Patterson Tax Service wants to talk to you right now. The tax code has changed this year. More changes since 1986. And Russell was telling me the other day that for younger kids, for smaller children out there, that there's like more changes for you. The other thing going on, small businesses. I'm hearing from a lot of people on our text line about, you know, I'm on business, and I do this, this, and this. People in my neighborhood, I know, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4 of my neighbors own their own business. So with small businesses, you need to get with the Patterson's Tax Service. Do some tax consulting this month. Set your tax stuff up for next year as well. Maximize that tax return. Again, because of all these tax code changes, and especially for small businesses, you're going to need someone to do these for you, to do your tax preparation, to do your tax planning for you more now than any year since 86. Let these experts do it. Never met anybody that ever started with them, that ever went anywhere else. It's Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. William checks in from Georgia. Hey, William, how you doing, man? How's the blood pressure? Everything okay? You and Zach okay? Y'all not gonna knock each other out or anything this morning?
No, I'm over all that.
Okay, good. I worry about you and Zach. About, you know, hey, William, Zach was a wrestler. He wrestled in high school. Be careful.
He was a wrestler. I was a hit man for the mob. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I'm over all that. But I hadn't made a decision yesterday that I was going to stop listening to the show.
No!
You guys got me. I'm hooked, man. I can't have it. I guess I need rehab. If Georgia had a station like you guys have, I'd be listening to them. But they don't have one.
They don't, and they never will, but because anyway, we're the best, no doubt about it. Don't ever leave me, buddy. We can agree to disagree on some stuff. Don't ever leave me.
But anyway, I'm going to give you this on the 4th and 11. I looked at my wife when he called it with LSU. I said, what in the crap is he doing? But he's a coach. He's the coach. I'm a truck driver. You understand?
Yeah.
If he got in this truck, I'd have to show him how to drive this truck. Evidently, Kirby's doing something right. He's human, though. That's what people don't understand about these coaches. Yeah. These coaches and these players are all human beings.
Right.
But anyway, I want to ask you a question. Are you still on board saying that if anybody's going to get Georgia, they better get them this year?
Do
you still think that Georgia's going to be in this conversation? And Alabama in the next 3 to 5 years.
No doubt about it.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, of course they are, man. Okay. Look, this is the year Georgia's young. They got a bunch of people returning. The recruiting's going like crazy. You can get this guy, Clay Webb, on Monday, one of the top center in the country, another five-star offensive lineman. This place, you're exploding in recruiting, and the state of Georgia's unbelievable. You're going to be so good, even Kirby Smart can't screw it up.
Well, I mean, okay, thank you for that. But anyway, the positive thing I'm looking at right now, dude, is 11-2. 11-2 and a berth in the Sugar Bowl. How many schools? You and Zach tell me, how many schools would love to have that?
I'd say about 124 of them.
I mean, I'm just happy, dude. I'm just looking forward to it, and I'm not going to let it get me down. You know how it is the first couple of days after you have a bad loss?
Yep.
Kind of doing all that. But anyway, you guys have a good day, and tell Zach that I won't call my friends in New York City just yet, okay? Right. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Be careful. Be careful on the road.
Yeah, bye.
We kissed and made up there. Did you notice that, Zach? Everything's all good again.
You're stirring the pot enough to where the mob is being involved now.
You're the pot stirrer around here, not me. You're the pot stirrer, not me. Have we finished up some basketball talk?
Hey, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want.
Do you need any more evidence? I got more text.
Well, good. I'm glad people were texting. Glad we had an interesting conversation being had.
I've got more people, more things going on. I just wanted to... These are real world answers that these people are giving us out here now. Got to be work early. Got a lot of stuff going on. But now, let me say this, that in your defense of this. We don't make these excuses for Clemson football. We just show up. I had a guy on there a while ago said, man, they got it set up so bad now. I don't want to go over the speed bumps in order to go to games. For Clemson football, you drive over a mountain to go to a game. I'm thinking about driving 26 hours to get out to Dallas, and a guy tells me he didn't want to go over speed bumps to go to Clemson basketball. So you see, it's a different deal. 100% different deal. But I just want to – can I convince you, or are you unconvincible?
A little bit of both. Yeah, I want to believe. I want to back the programs here at Clemson, but I understand the qualms of getting to a game on a weeknight.
I'll tell you this: one of the things I was guilty of for years, when I'd get on fans or get on students or whatever, is not really putting myself in their shoes. I'm a fanatic, right? I'm fanatical. Not everybody's fanatical. As a matter of fact, even at football games, even at Clemson football, we have friends, people we sit with, people that I think that, and I never understood this, but man, people that spend money on Tiger Illustrated and 247 and give money to the Uptay and buy all your season tickets, and then you get your tailgate tents and your satellite dishes, and you buy all your food and buy all your beer and all your get the kids up and buy your season tickets, you buy your chair backs and you buy your programs and you buy your Nike sideline apparel, and you go to the game, and then you kind of, I don't know, on your phone kind of looking around. You know, it's like I think that I'm even surprised by the people that are there, and I thought fanatical, but they aren't fanatical about it. Like, I think my level of fanaticism's beyond all of that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But one thing I have learned is that because I feel a certain way, doesn't mean that I shouldn't understand what everybody else is doing and what they're going through. And now that I'm older, now I'm about to have a kid, now I kind of get it. Forever, I was like, man, I went through this thing a few years ago when Clemson stunk in football, and they're saying, well, we have soccer on Saturday mornings. I'm like, screw soccer. You got to go to Clemson football. Well, you know what? They got kids, man. They're not going to do that. So, kind of a tough deal. I got a lot of things. I made a statement. I just told William from Georgia. I think Clay Webb's going to Georgia. Matt Charleston writes in, is that what you said? Do you think he's going to Georgia? I think he's going to Georgia. I got a lot of these. I saw this online a bunch yesterday saying, man, I wish Clemson had Sam Pittman as offensive line coach. Sam Pittman is a good recruiter and he's a good offensive line coach, and Georgia's got a lot to sell there, no doubt about that. But Sam Pittman would not fit into Clemson's staff. Sam Pittman is a bravado guy, in-your-face guy. He's a guy that puts the Cade Mace jersey on underneath his suit, does the yes sir, all that kind of, you know, he's the flamboyant, in-your-face guy that's, it's not a fit here. And I don't want to give too much away on TigerIllustrated.com because Paul Strela does a good job with that. But Strela made a great point yesterday about Clemson staff and about Dabo. He said, you know, to be honest with you, Dabo doesn't go out and hire a bunch of great recruiters.
Why not?
Well, and he made a great point. I never thought about this, but this is the genius of Paul Strela. And
oh, Paulie Buckets.
Paulie Buckets is an absolute genius. But, and you can say, well, how can you say that, Mickey? Look at Clemson's rankings right now, recruiting rankings. They're third in Rivals.com rankings this year. Next year, they're going to be in the top two or three in the country, maybe the top one in the country. Last year, they finished eighth in the country. So you're saying, wait, you come off eighth in the country. Last year, you signed 6 5-stars. This year, and you're eighth in the country. This year, third in the country recruiting. You got one top football program in the country. How can you say they don't have great recruiters? And I said, he didn't go out and just hire great recruiters. What he does is he hires great football coaches, and he says, Strela made a good point. He said, Clemson sells itself. You get them on campus, and you show them what Clemson is, and you don't have to go out and, like, trick kids or fool kids to come in your place and talk about depth charts and talk about playing time. You still do all that. But for the most part, they don't hire these guys, just these ace recruiter guys. Hire good football coaches, and the school and everything else kind of sells itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
I understand that.
Right. Got people in denial saying, no, he's still coming to Clemson. No, Dabo's not even going to visit with him now. So there's no in-home visit. So that's it.
He's coming. He didn't need the in-home visit.
Power positive things says, hush your mouth, Mickey. Webb's on Clemson. Not happening.
Sick of your negativity, Plyler. Just sick of it.
Not happening. Not coming here. All right. Hey, Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group. Get in touch with him. He wants to help you out. Greg Wells can be there for you when it comes to the planning. You know, I didn't understand this. This is something I got educated on here, is that the Social Security benefits and how you take Social Security benefits is one of the most complicated decisions that you'll ever make. And there is 97 different ways an individual can begin your benefits. There's 388 ways couples can begin theirs. Let them do this for you. You've worked all your life. You're reaching the finish line right now. Get a comprehensive evaluation of your Social Security options. They're on a mission to have a positive influence on their clients' lives at Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wells wants to take care of you. Go to 402 Pendleton Street right beside Max Drive-In in Clemson, or call 654-5043, or easier yet, just get all the information you need at KiwiFG.com, Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. See our great friends over at Kiwi Financial Group and get that Social Security benefits no sense in screwing up here at the end. Let them give you the best chance you can do that. Steve is in Greenville, 654 Roar. Steve, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, how are you?
Well, fantastic.
Hey, I had two things, so I'll just ask you the first to get your answer, then ask you the second. I guess the first thing is you just were talking about, I kind of thought about when you talked about Fanatic. I mean, I'm a fanatical South Carolina fan, but I'm also a fanatical college football fan. And quite frankly, the playoff has kind of made me less of a fanatic about college football anymore. It's just, you know, it's ho-hum, talk about the same thing all year, and it's always the same result. I mean, maybe you throw one different team in there at the end, but it's Clemson, it's Alabama, it's Oklahoma, and then somebody else. And that's what it is every year, no matter how much we talk about it for 12 or 13 weeks. You know, neither one of those games excite me. Alabama, Oklahoma doesn't excite me. Notre Dame, Clemson doesn't excite me. Clemson, Georgia would excite me. That would have been a really exciting football game. And I see why you can't let Georgia in with two losses, but nobody could convince me that Georgia's not one of the four best teams in the country.
Let me ask you this, Steve, just for clarification here. You're saying the playoff did it. Is it the playoff or is it Clemson, Alabama? Because if we just had the old BCS system, through a lot of these times, it would just still have been Clemson and Alabama. So would you rather have that?
Maybe I'm wrong, but I would think in the last 4 years, it would have probably been, Clemson would have been in there two out of the 4 years, don't you think? Half the time.
Let me see if I'm right by saying
I mean, I can't imagine surviving a late season loss to Pitt or Syracuse those years. And maybe one of them they would have got in. I don't know.
I mean, the final BCS. I mean, I can't have BCS rankings because we don't have that. But let me give you – let's go back to 2000. And here's what the playoffs would have looked like. And let's just take just the college football playoff ranking for the final two.
Yeah.
And let's go back to – the first year was 2014. And – in week 15 going into it, my computer just started off this way. Heck fired. I'm freezing up right now. I think Clemson would have been, Clemson's been one or two in three of the last four. One year they were third.
It's nothing personal against Clemson. I mean, you can say the same thing about Alabama or Oklahoma. I just wonder if the BCS formula, it wouldn't have been a little different. I just wish they would go to eight teams. I mean, I know you're always going to have an argument. I know you're going to have an argument. The 9th team and the 10th team are going to argue, oh, we should have been left out. But you get this. It's a little different once you get to 9-10. I mean, I think Ohio State and Georgia have a legitimate, you know, beef. I mean, they could have easily been in place of Oklahoma and maybe – I mean, even though Notre Dame went undefeated. If Georgia and Notre Dame played on a neutral field and you had to bet $100,000 somebody gave you to bet, who would you bet on?
I would bet Georgia.
Thank you. Exactly.
But with that said, I don't think Georgia was deserving. We can talk about that stuff.
No, I agree with you. I don't think they were deserving either. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess they're not deserving, but the thing that bothers me about it is, why does Notre Dame get to sit at home and not play a game? If Notre Dame would have played Alabama Saturday, they would have lost. If Georgia would have sat at home, they wouldn't have lost. And they'd have been in the playoff. And obviously, I'm not a Georgia fan. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
I will say this. I think that the old BCS system that we all complained about forever, where only two teams have a chance, and computers kind of decided it, I didn't like that. I like this new system better. I think more than anything else, I think we have Clemson-Alabama fatigue, like we have the Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors fatigue.
Yeah, I just want to see it go to 18. And then the other question I have for you, and I'll hang up and listen to this, and it's kind of a strange question. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, or I'm sure you do, but as far as just your opinion or what you think Clemson fans think as a whole, I mean, I don't know how I'd feel about it if, like, all of a sudden Alabama and Georgia and LSU and none of those teams were any good.
do you want Florida State and Miami or Virginia Tech? Because to me, those are the only three teams that are ever capable of getting back to being national powers. Do you ever want to see, like, let's just use Florida State as an example. Do you ever want to see the day where they become a national power again, and that Clemson-Florida State game, just the build-up to it and what it meant and all that? Do you ever want to see that again, or is it just better just for all these teams to be horrible and you just skate through the season and make the playoff every year?
I appreciate the phone call, Steve. Thanks an awful lot. Zach, what do you think about that? If you can assure me that Clemson would beat a good Florida State team, I'll take that. But I'd rather go to the playoffs with a bad league than not go to the playoffs when, you know, when Florida State's good.
Yeah, you don't ever want your rivals to be great, do you?
No. When we come back, I'm going to give you what – I don't have the BCS, but I've got the final college football rankings. We'll tell you what the national championship games would have looked like if you just took two rather than four. Eight is tough. I'd rather have eight. I'd rather have six. I'd rather have eight. I get it. But, boy, you get – now I'm trying to find a way to get to Dallas and Santa Clara, and that's just tough. It's a tough thing to do. We can talk about that. Stephen and Paul, hang on. Short break. We'll come back for more right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and, of course, the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Whether you have been naughty or nice, you need legal advice. Call Nick Lavery, 864-654-3680. He would love to meet you and discuss your legal issues and any questions you might have. Consultations are free. His office is located at 115 Strode Circle in downtown Clemson. Call ahead to schedule an appointment at 864-654-3680. Smith, Jordan, and Lavery attorneys and staff would like to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Go Tigers!
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers!
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, Local Health Markets Insurance Agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what's he going to do? You want to get down? Tell me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. TREHEL.com. Trail wants to just talk to you, start a conversation with you. The earlier you start the conversation, the better. They can come in and save projects. I told you I've got friends of mine that were on a church committee and they were $1 million behind, and Trail came in and saved their entire project. And they can do that. They could be Mariano Rivera coming to save you. Or if you just get with them right from the start, and get with this master builder concept and this delivery method. It just works. It gives you so much better for the decisions that aren't made in a vacuum, that the architect works as an agent, that yet don't have adversarial relationships. It gives you flexibility. It gives you less expensive front-end cost, limited change orders, if any. It's an open book deal. There's so many pros to this. Place value on all the players involved, and you balance cost and quality and function, and the relationships are the difference, not the documents are the difference. The master builder concept, it is approximately about 75% of the projects they do in this delivery method. They can do it other delivery methods, but this is what they prefer. This is what they had the most success with. This is what they're known for. So to find out more about that, we already got a great text from Trail already today, TREHEL.com, and that was at 6:05 when they're already in the office this morning. 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. Find out why the better building process, the master builder approach, works with Trail. All right. I think Steve made a point, Zach, that he's tired. He didn't like the college football playoffs. He liked the old BCS system. And I think that he is misguided in that. Maybe I'm wrong, because what he said was it's the same teams. I don't have the BCS model in front of me, but I do have the final rankings in front of me from the college football playoff rankings. But if you just had two teams playing rather than four, and if you do that in 2014, it would have been Alabama and Oregon. In 2015, it would have been Clemson and Alabama. Oh, let me put the rankings on that. In 2014, Alabama was one, Oregon was two. In 15, Clemson was one and Alabama was two. In 16, Alabama was one and Clemson was two. Last year, it would have been Clemson 1 and Oklahoma 2. This year, it would have been Alabama 1 and Clemson 2. So, of the 10 possibilities, you'd had Clemson and Alabama both four times, Oregon once, and Oklahoma once. So, you still got the same teams. I think that where we have maybe, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I think the way I take this is that we have Clemson-Alabama fatigue across the country, not college football playoff fatigue across the country. You follow me on that, Zach, or does that make any sense? I don't have Clemson-Alabama fatigue. I love it. It's a great rivalry. But if you're not remembering these two teams, you kind of get tired of the same thing.
They say they have the fatigue, right? And it's tough to watch, and they don't want to watch it anymore, but it routinely pulls all kinds of crazy numbers when those teams play, don't they?
It does.
So people say they hate those type of things, but they really don't.
We're set up for it. We don't know yet. I think Notre Dame can beat Clemson, and I think Oklahoma can beat Alabama. But right now, double-digit favorite, Alabama has a 73% chance of beating Oklahoma. Clemson has a 71% chance of beating Notre Dame. We're looking at Clemson-Alabama 4. And we've been staring Clemson-Alabama 4 in the face since February. Is that right? I can see how the rest of the country might get a little tired of that. I don't think Alabama's tired of it. I don't think Clemson's tired of it. I think the rest of the country's tired of it. But I can let's just play every single year. To be honest with you, I'd like for Clemson and Alabama to play in the regular season every year. Start the thing off, we'll play the last game of the year and the first game of the year. Line it up, man. We'll play in Tuscaloosa once, play in Clemson once, play in Alabama in Atlanta once. Let's line that thing up. Steven has been hanging on the longest. Steven, I really appreciate your patience through that break, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're blessed, man. Very blessed.
Hey, just a couple of quick questions and one quick story. I heard you mentioning Clay Webb, and I just called the end of your conversation, I think, with William about Clay Webb. Do you have an idea where he might commit next week?
I think he's going to Georgia.
You think he is?
Yes. I think he's got family there. I think it's been Georgia. He's been to Georgia a little more than other places. And it's Georgia or Alabama now, and I think it's going to be Georgia.
Okay. What about Crouch or Couch from Charlotte?
I think Clemson,
when do you think he'll commit?
I think Clemson leads Michigan. Still a long way to go in this thing. He's not going to announce till the All-American game, the Army All-American game deal they have in San Antonio, and that's going to be January the 4th, I think it is. I think it's Clemson leading Michigan at this point.
Yeah, I do as well. Hey, listen, you were talking about how expensive it would be to travel to Dallas, and then if we're fortunate enough to turn around and travel to Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. A couple years ago in 2016, when Clemson went out and played in the Fiesta Bowl, obviously Ohio State really outnumbered Clemson fans. And I think that Clemson fans were kind of sandbagging for the national championship. Do you see that happening again in the Cotton Bowl?
I think it happened a little bit last year in the Sugar Bowl. People still went to the Sugar Bowl last year. Alabama fans went to Sugar Bowl. Clemson fans went to Sugar Bowl. It wasn't like nobody showed up, but the ticket prices fell out. The bottom of the prices fell out, and you could get in for $50 or something like that last year. I think you'll see similar to that. It's a 90,000 seat stadium, maybe 100,000. I don't know how many seats they can have in the thing. So I think you'll see the ticket prices fall, but I still think you'll see a ton of fans try to make it out. But think about that. That's tough. I was there in Glendale during the Fiesta Bowl, and there were 60,000. Ohio State fans and 10,000 Clemson fans, or 55 to 15, whatever it was.
I could see that happening again. I don't think it will, but I could see it happening, and it's totally understandable. Hey, listen, a quick story. I was this past Saturday, I was up at the post office here in Raleigh, mailing some gifts off, and I overheard a conversation. It was super busy. There were a lot of people in there doing the same thing. And there was a lady beside me in the post office clerk. She was an Alabama fan. She had a big roll tie sweater. And I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know how the conversation started, but all of a sudden I heard Dabo. They were talking about Dabo Sweeney.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. The story goes, as it always goes, she thought when Saban retires that Dabo's gonna go to Alabama. And I called her before she was walking out, and I said, that's not true, right? She goes, yeah, it's not going to happen. And she knows why. That was just a cool story. And all right, Mickey, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Steven. I appreciate the phone call. What did the guy say that always makes you so mad, Mr. Or 24? My buddy Russ called in. He told you what the Alabama guy said.
Enjoy them while you got them, because when we want them, we're coming to get them. Like, that was the most arrogant thing.
That made you mad. Paul's an NRE. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
All right, buddy. How about y'all?
Man, we're blessed. Everything's great.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Hey, let me tell you what the great Lee Corso said that shut all them people up. It said about Alabama and Clemson. We're tired of seeing them. Beat them. Beat them.
Yeah.
I loved when he said that on College Game Day one day. Somebody's complaining about it. He said, well, somebody beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a great quote from him, though.
I agree with that.
For him being his age, I thought that was great. Great comeback.
Totally agree.
But anyway, I get so tired of hearing. I mean, I've heard you do it through the years and not putting you down or anything. Not several people, not only you. Oh, Georgia, they're going to be in there for the next 5 or 10 years. They're recruiting. Mark Richt recruited. I mean, he was in the top 10 probably about every year. I think you got Mark Richt 2.0 with Kirby Smart. I think you got the same.
But you know what you don't have right now? You don't have Steve Spurrier at Florida. You don't have Philip Fulmer at Tennessee.
That's That's true, too. If Mark Rick was
at Georgia right now facing Florida, who's been in turmoil for the last two years, whatever, and Tennessee's been up and down and changing coaches, all this kind of stuff, Mark Rick would have won more SEC East championships.
Like always, Mickey had put me in my place sometimes. But anyway, I think it's amazing, you know, that caller, I think he was a Gamecock. He said, well, I just can't believe Clemson got in after they got beat by Pittsburgh and Syracuse. But don't you remember the incest bowl, as Walt calls it, when LSU got beat at the end of the season? Didn't they have two losses?
Yeah, two
and got
losses
to the championship game?
And they won a national championship with two losses. Yeah. I don't want the BCS back. I think the BCS was broken. It was flawed. I like this better. Hey, is it perfect? No. To me, six might be perfect. You got to play some on campus and get one and two byes and get all five power conferences and all that. But it's not perfect. But it's not as bad as it was with the BCS.
Get ready, Mickey. The Braves is coming for the Yankees.
Well, they better worry about the Nationals now that Patrick Corbin's going to the Nationals.
I hear you. We'll see. I think the Braves is still about a year away, but
all right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
See,
buddy. All right, buddy. Take care. Hey, Katechi, CATECHE.com. Did you hear Jersey Jack calling yesterday saying how great the greens were, how great the golf course is, how great the views are? Go down and get it. Hey, we got a little bit of cold temperatures coming this weekend. Don't worry. I saw the long-term forecast. It's going to get better after that. More than anything else, if you've got family in Atlanta or family like in the Athens area, let's meet halfway, man. Let's go down and have some great time at Katechi, CATECHE.com. I love it there. You're going to love it there. Hey, ask about the great food. Ask about the meetings places. Katechi, CATECHE.com.